Bible reading number 45, Exodus 1, verses 6 through 22. Bondage. Joseph and all of his brothers died in Egypt. So did that whole generation. But the descendants of Israel were fertile. They became very large in number. They multiplied. That region was filled with them. Then a new king came to power over Egypt. He had no political ties with Joseph. This king said to his people, "Look at these Jewish people. The sons of Israel outnumber us, and they are becoming more powerful than we are. Come on, let's outsmart them, or they will soon get out of hand. In case of war, they might join our enemies and fight against us. Then they would escape from the country." So the Egyptian rulers put slave drivers over them to make them work very hard. They built Pithom and Ramesses, storage cities for Pharaoh. But the more the slave drivers worked them, the more they multiplied. The sons of Israel were everywhere. The Egyptians felt very uneasy about them. The Egyptians made the sons of Israel work even harder. The Egyptians made their lives miserable. As slaves, they had to work very hard with clay and bricks and all kinds of field work. Whatever it was, the Egyptians forced them to labor at it. The Egyptians were ruthless. Then the king of Egypt gave an order to the Hebrew midwives. The name of the first one was Shiphrah, and the name of the second one was Puah. He said, "When you help Hebrew women give birth on the delivery table, look to see if it is a boy. If it is, kill him. However, if it's a girl, let her live." But the midwives revered the one true God. They did not do what the king of Egypt told them. Instead, they allowed the baby boys to live. Then the king of Egypt called for the midwives. He asked them, "Why have you done this thing? You allowed the Hebrew baby boys to live." The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are strong. They give birth before the midwife arrives there." God was good to the midwives. God caused the people to continue to multiply even more. Because the midwives revered the one true God, he gave them families. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all of his people. "You must throw every newborn Hebrew boy into the Nile River. However, you may permit the baby girls to live."